So we're joined now by a woman. And by the way, it's Public Enemy and Cypress Hill. Do you listen to Public Enemy, Cypress Hill, Rage Against the Machine? What are your musical tastes?
I don't, actually. I'm a bit of a indie acoustic kind of girl.
Wow. Indie rock?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're speaking to Ghislaine Landry. Is that how you pronounce it?
It is, yeah.
Okay, good. I didn't screw it up.
Not too bad.
So tell me about the origins of your first name, because Landry is such a, it's such an Anglo kind of name, and then Ghislaine sounds like it's French.
Yeah, my on my dad's side, we have some French Acadian background, so he was kind of put in charge of naming me, so I got the French name.
That's a bad call, letting your dad name you. Do you ever give your mom grief over that?
I haven't, actually. I mean, I get a lot of pronunciation versions, so that's been an ongoing conversation.
How was the first day of school for you? When they said your name.
First day of school, tournaments, like everywhere I've received so many different versions. Starbucks really loves my name too.
And so when you go to Starbucks, what name do you give them?
I give them Ghislaine. It's just more the spelling that now they have to, I think they've been told that they have to ask how to spell it, because I've gotten some interesting versions.
You in particular, or is this an overall policy that was inspired by you?
Maybe inspired by me. I'm not too sure. Maybe Starbucks can let us know.
So at @GHIS_Landry, if you want to go check out her Twitter, you won a bronze medal in women's rugby 7, which
we did, yeah,
which is fantastic. And I like looking through the Twitter feeds to see the things that you share with other people and kind of not query you on them, but use them as kind of the inspiration for some questions. The first one that really caught my eye, and we'll talk about winning the medal and what happened in Rio, but you hike to the top of Rio, and there's a picture of you from behind looking over the edge. First of all, how long did that take?
The hike was actually just over 4 hours, which the two girls from Canada that live in Rio took a couple of us out, and they said it was going to be tough and long, but we were all like, we're athletes, we can do this. No, those girls schooled us. They were hiking up the mountain. They had their phones out texting while they were doing it, and we were a struggling bunch of Olympians.
And who were the women that lived in Rio?
Just some friends of friends that were from Canada, so they were excited to have the Canadians down there, and they kind of gave us the tour that tourists don't often get.
And what was that? What was the coolest thing that you saw
on the hike?
Yeah.
I mean, getting to the top was incredible, but there was a lot of moments just during that you kind of wonder, like, who decided to hike up this in the first place? It was so steep. And then at one point, there was some guys that actually had rope with them, and if they didn't have that rope, I don't know how we would have got up there.
So getting up there is one thing. Is this the hike where you go up to Christ the Redeemer?
No, it's a different one. It's Pedra de Gavea, I believe. I'm probably mispronouncing that. It's one of the flat top rocks that you kind of see in a lot of pictures. It's got incredible views. You can see Christ the Redeemer from it. It was an incredible, incredible hike.
Our guest is Ghislaine Landry. She won a bronze medal in Rio for Canada, women's rugby 7. And in rugby 7s, talk about you're one of the more prolific scorers, and you've had a career that has spanned, I guess since you were 14 years old is when you say you started playing. Talk about the sport and the growth of the sport and where you started and where you are today.
Yeah, I started playing rugby in grade 9. It was at my high school, and there wasn't really a set pathway back then. I played high school rugby. I played junior provincial, senior provincial, junior national, and then made it to the senior national team. And I mean, since the Olympic conclusion, we've seen the sport blow up within the rugby community, and then since the Olympics itself, we've kind of seen the sport get so many people excited about women in sport, women in contact sport. You know, there's not a lot out there, and we've gotten a lot of support in that front, and that's kind of what we wanted. I mean, rugby is such an incredible game, and just a lot of people don't even know that it's out there, especially for women.
And for yourself, you played provincially, as you said, and you attended St. Francis Xavier University.
Yeah.
Were you ever discouraged from participating in a contact sport as a female?
I've received a lot of kind of pushback and questions from, I mean, no one in my family, but, you know, almost strangers that are like, women shouldn't play rugby, women shouldn't play sport.
And are they male or female?
Usually they're male. Yeah. But you know, I've never really been one to kind of follow the norm and do what people expect of me. So I never had a problem with it. I fell in love with the game pretty quick. It's such a dynamic sport and you need so many skills. And I think that's what's drawn me to it and kept me in it, because it's such a challenging thing to excel at almost. And it's a challenge that I'm still on that path, even though now I've been to the Olympics and I'm at the top of my game right now.
All right, let's talk about the Olympics and that experience. We heard the horror stories going into the Olympics about the accommodations and the facilities and things not being ready. And we discussed yesterday, and we'll probably take some calls today on the Ryan Lochte thing and him losing his endorsements. Talk about the experience from what you thought you were getting yourself into to what you actually got yourself into.
Yeah, Brazil is an incredible country. I mean, we've been a few times before the Olympics, so we knew a lot of the buzz wasn't actually true. We were there in their summer, which is prime mosquito season, and we didn't see a single mosquito.
So you didn't get bitten?
No, didn't. I mean, we probably saw a couple, but no, I think the media totally blew that out of proportion.
No, come on. The media blew something out of proportion?
Never
happens.
But no, I mean, the tournament venue for rugby was incredible. I mean, a year ago it wasn't built, and everything was set up, everything was on time, the field was in great shape. The village, I mean, I know some countries had some issues, but Canada House we were pretty good to go. I mean, you're housing 10,000 athletes on the drop of a dime, so I mean, there's going to be a few things that go wrong, but overall I thought it was an incredible time. My family, I think, I mean, they were out in the public for most of it. You know, I was in the bubble for a lot of it, but they loved it. They said the people of Rio were incredible. They had no issues. I mean, if you kind of use common sense anywhere, you know, if you do something silly in Toronto, you're going to get yourself into trouble as well.
Common sense, not so common.
Not so common sometimes.
How many family members attended with you?
I had 4. Yeah.
And did you have, because we hear about the Irish official who got charged with scalping tickets, and now the guy who took his place is going to go down too for it. So how hard was it to get tickets for your family? Were you able to access tickets for any events, or how did that work?
My family only had tickets for the rugby, which was not a problem for us. I mean, through Team Canada, and then they ordered them months ago. So my mom's pretty on it in that sense. I was able to get tickets to other things. As athletes, you can kind of go to other events, and we had no issues. In terms of the general public, I'm not entirely sure. I think there was some empty seats that would have been great to be filled. So I think there were some issues in that front, but I don't know I'm not sure the details of that.
Okay, so looking at your athleticism and what you're able to do in terms of your scoring prowess, and then I research you and I see that your hobbies are watching TV, eating good food, and sleeping, which really doesn't lend itself to someone who's an athlete. Is that just you like to rest when you're not working out?
That's the recovery side of it. I mean, we train for 8 hours a day, 6 days a week. So in the downtime, you know, I've obviously got hobbies that are a bit more active. But for me, it's if I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do it right. So my downtime is pretty down. And that's just to recover for the next day. And, you know, we're going 11 months a year. So there's some rest that is definitely required to sustain that.
Talk about winning the medal and how the path to winning the medal and how you felt when you won the bronze and hearing the, you know, hearing the anthem of another country, but being there. And you brought the medal with you. I didn't even talk about that. I'm going to tweet it if you want to check it out at Radio Vendetta. Sure. I'll post a tweet and tag Ghislaine, who's our guest, Ghislaine Landry, from the Canadian Women's Olympic Rugby Sevens team. And talk about that feeling, winning and knowing that you got a bronze medal.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. I mean, we knew going in that if we played our best rugby, we could win a gold medal. We didn't do that in the semifinals, so we were pretty gutted after that game. And one of the toughest things in rugby sevens is you've got a couple hours to recover. You know, you don't have days like another sport. So we really had to pick each other up and get ready for that game. We also had lost to Great Britain in the pool game, so we knew they were feeling pretty confident, and luckily we were able to pull each other up and put in a really good performance that we were proud of. And I mean, with that came the bronze medal. And as I kicked that ball out at the end of the game, I just like threw my hands in the air with so much pride and almost a little bit of relief that we had done what we had came here to do.
Yeah, I imagine relief is a big part of it, right?
It is. It's kind of a funny feeling. I mean, you set a goal and you want to obviously achieve that goal, and our goal was to win a gold medal, but you know, this is a bronze medal, but it feels pretty golden to a lot of us, and you know, in the right light it looks kind of gold.
Sure. Hey, listen, if someone's drunk enough and it's like 1:30 in the morning and you're at a bar,
it's all the same.
Yeah, we won a gold medal. It's right. Gold. What looks bronze? No, you're drunk. It's gold. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but it's just the feeling that we did what we had come to do. And you know, rugby is such a cruel sport sometimes, but we came home feeling good about it. We came home feeling super proud of ourselves and this program, and we're just feeling the love from Canada.
I just got a text from a buddy of mine, Alp, who's helping with the sponsorship of this new rugby team, that there's going to be a professional rugby team in Toronto called the Toronto Wolfpack. I imagine you're aware of that?
I'm not, actually.
Wow.
That's men's.
I think it's men's. Yeah, yeah. But you know what? You won a bronze medal, which you're going to lie to people and say was a gold medal. So you can probably get on the team. I'm going to ask them if they could do intro. What is it when they mix? I forgot. Co-ed. There
co-ed,
you go. I haven't been in school.
Co-ed rugby, yeah.
Yeah. That actually
I might
would
have
be,
to get back in the gym for that
yeah,
one.
Yeah. And you'd have to really abstain from your recovery process.
That's true,
of sleep.
Yeah. Double the training.
Watching TV and lying on the couch and eating ice cream. We appreciate you coming in. Ghislaine Landry's our guest. And you can follow her on Twitter at @GHIS_Landry. And I'm going to take a shot here and post it on Twitter at Radio Vendetta if you want to check out the bronze medal. Thanks a lot for doing this. And thank you so much for representing your country so well. We know that there are instances when other countries and other athletes don't. So we really appreciate those who do.
Thank you very much.